This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 92 for Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Mrs. Brian.
this is the Anderson like Penn's Radio Network.
All right. I'm Lisa.
All right. You got me on that
I one. I gotcha. Awesome.
First time in a long time you've got me.
Well, Give it time. I got lots of stuff up my sleeve that you don't know about.
Oh, man. I don't know what it is. I just know it's going to cost me money.
Yeah. Maybe. So, anyway, ink it up, baby. It is time to do a boatload of stuff tonight.
Okay. We're going to do this in relatively short order, right? First off, reminder that in the middle of tonight's episode, there will be a pen giveaway.
Yes, because y'all know I love free stuff, so I like to give free stuff.
Right.
Can I win? I want to win.
No, you already own this.
Oh.
Technically.
Oh. I heard that. Ta-da! Surprise!
Surprise, Mr. Lisa. All right, so anyway, there will be a giveaway this evening for, should we tell them what they're going to win?
Yes.
Okay.
A new car. No.
Da-da-da-da. Okay.
Where's Bob Barker when I need him?
I know, right? tonight, the winner will receive a brand new, of their choosing, Monteverde, Jewelria in the carbon weave finish.
Either in the silver finish, silver finish, or the black carbon fiber finish. There, Wayne, I'll hold that up for you. Now, the interesting thing is that the options are you can get, and these come on both pens, you can either get the silver nib.
Awesome.
Or it also comes with a black nib. So you can mix and match. You can get the silver carbon weave with the black nib. You can get the black with the silver nib. You can do stealthy black on black. You can do silver on silver. You can do whatever you want.
I'm dizzy.
I would be if I were you.
All right, so we will be asking a trivia question later on in the evening. You must be present to win, of course. Email. Should we give them the email address right away?
Yes.
Okay, the email address that you will need to fire up in your browser or in your mail client, sales@andersonpens.net. First person with the correct answer to the question will be the winner.
Woo.
So we will not tell you the question just yet.
Yep.
Just for those of you who are thinking of cheating, there is this question is available nowhere on the internet.
Yep.
It exists. It exists in my brain and my brain only.
Don't I know?
I think you know. Do you know?
I think so.
We talked about it last night. Do you remember what the answer is?
Not as. I have more. And it's not how many pens Brian has, because you'd be counting for like the next week.
Yeah, I have more pens than you. And I'm pretty sure that's pretty safe.
But, yes, you do.
So anyway, that's all we're going to say about that. It will be fun. Well, it'll be interesting to see what people think. So we'll bring that question up in just a little bit.
Yep.
We have some cleanup, I guess, from last week, which last week was we were just coming back from L.A.
Well, we like leftovers.
We do like leftovers. Well, I do, especially.
Yeah. Great for lunch.
Couple things, yeah, great for lunch, right? Or breakfast, depending on what it is.
A
couple things that we had not yet unpacked, because, of course, last week we literally drove home and had dinner and then fired up the podcast. In fact, we had all the stuff in the car, drove after the podcast, drove to the store and unloaded everything. So there were a couple things that we had picked up in L.A. that we weren't able to show you. And I think that they're noteworthy.
Yeah. We were excited.
So you go ahead first because you're the one that spotted this, and I love you for it.
Now, Brian has been talking about this thing that Levenger used to make that they no longer make, and I won't call it whining, but he certainly was unhappy that no one made this same thing in the same way since then.
Well, so, I had one, and I sold it. And I want to say I sold it for like something stupid, like $5 or $10. It was really dumb. But I had moved on to other pen cases, and yep. And then they don't make this anymore. And it's really good design.
Yeah, it's nice. So without further ado, I saw at Pete Kirby's table. Actually, I saw it at, I don't know who was sitting at this table, but somebody
was
he
it
wasn't.
Pete or Mike Walker or somebody.
Now these were Pete's, but
oh, they're Pete's. Okay.
I think they're Pete's. Yeah. So we. I saw these two. There were three different colors. There was a really pretty blue that I snagged, and then a dark brown or a black. And I think the black was pebbled, which neither of us like. So
no,
the back?
No, there wasn't a black.
Okay. Or a tan or something. There were three colors.
There was a light tan, yeah.
Yep. So I got the blue one. The outside has two pockets, and you can fit index cards in there. And then the inside opens up. See if I can do this without dropping any pens. And it holds four pens and index cards, which I have loose in there. It almost holds, I think if I take the index cards out, not that I would, but you could fit your iPhone in there. So that's kind of cool.
Well, and these were years and years. Here's mine.
Yeah.
Years and years and years before the iPhone was developed.
Yeah. So I love it. I've got... I've got four pens in there right now, and then I have all sorts of loose index cards, some with notes, some without notes. But
well,
you can also,
it was designed for those Levenger cards that they
right,
make, the
right.
Cards.
So that was pretty cool.
So Lisa found them, and I said, absolutely, you've got to have them. They were always a nice size. The only thing I didn't like about them was this strap here is adjustable. It's one piece of leather. I thought it would have been better suited to have a regular
elastic.
Type of elastic strap in there, but it works, and it's nice to be able to have the cards in there too. So.
Yeah, yeah. I have not adjusted my straps yet. Sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, that's going to be a clip on somebody else's podcast.
Oh my God! It was like who was it? Wayne posted no Google Glass in bed. I'm just. Quoted out of context all the time.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Ricky, but anyway. So we snagged those and we were excited about those, and so that replaced a three pen case that I had in my purse, and so it's nice to be able to
fit. The three pen case? Which one
the red
that?
One I had
the
in my purse. Ones? Yeah. Well, maybe I'll put both in there, but I'm running out of, or I could put the new hotspot in there. I could put all sorts of stuff.
See, for me, it didn't replace anything. It just said, well, now I can add four more pens. Because actually, this morning, so I'm in a meeting today, right? I'm in all day training, and I'm sitting next to a friend of mine, and she says, well, did you bring a pen? Because, you know, they give you at the conference center, they give you one of those, you know, little notepads, right? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I did. Pen case number one, four pen case number two, four pen case number three.
Oh, honey.
And I had a single pen case in there, too, but there was no pen in it.
That's sad. So, all right.
Anyway, the Levenger pen case, real nice case.
Yep.
Find them. They're worth a look.
Yeah, so we were excited about that. Did I show my Omas last week?
You might have. I don't remember. But I would show it again because it's an Omas. So it's...
Yes, so here you go. I picked up an Omas in a really pretty green color. I blame Paul. I think I did mention it because I blamed Paul. He got his first, and then I had to buy mine. Love it. Absolutely love it.
It's got what? It's got a fine nib in it, little bit of flex, a little
heck
soft.
Yeah. Fine nib, baby. That's my thing. That's how I roll.
Okay. 18 karat on that?
I believe so.
Or is that 14 karat? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Well, Monster usually. Well, they're mixed.
Just 750.
Okay, so it's 18 karat.
Yep. So that's pretty cool. And then, no, show the Omas. Remember, Paul, I blame you. And then
of course,
Brian.
Of course, Paul blames me for showing him the Omas, so really it's my fault.
There you go. We're both good with that, Paul and I. And what did you get, Mr. Anderson?
All right, so this I didn't have last week. And you know, I was you kind of surprised me with this for Valentine's Day, and I, yes, the Omas is faceted.
Yeah, it's nice.
You kind of surprised me. I had talked about this. I knew it was going to be there. I wasn't 100% sure that I wanted to get it because it's, you know, it crosses that threshold of how much I really want to pay for a pen.
But you didn't pay for it.
Why? Not directly, no. I know you did. Okay, so I wasn't sure. I was just being frugal, right? And Lisa comes up to me and she says, she does this thing she does. She goes, "What? Do you want a medium nib?" That's what she says, right? Do you want a medium nib? And I'm like, "Well, what are you talking about?" And she tells me, she says, "Okay. So here it is.
I'm buying you a pen.
Right here.
It's pretty. It's big. It's very big. You can have it. I don't want it. It's way big for me."
It's the Delta Dolce Vita Oro. And this is the piston filler. And doesn't it just shine? Isn't it just, it's so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
So you open it up. And the cool thing you'll notice here is with the cap on, you can see the ink window. A little bit of the ink window right there. It has gold-plated sterling trim, vermeil trim, hallmarked right on the cap band. It's got the roller clip, which is very classic. And here it is. Beautiful, beautiful gold nib. And check this out. This is one of my favorite parts of the Delta piston fillers. When you get all the way to the end, you hear that? It clicks. And that means she's all the way back. So, and it took me about 10 days to ink this guy up.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I was sitting on my desk and I kept forgetting. And I filled it up with Edelstein Amber.
That's a pretty color. Michael Saul loves that.
It's a very, very pleasing color combination. And the first inclination is you want to say, okay, well, how big is this, right? Here it is. I'll tell you how big it is. Here it is next to a Mont Blanc 149.
It's a big Ben.
It's almost the same size. In fact, I think posted, because the 149 posts a little deep, the Oro is bigger. And this is much bigger than the actual, there is a, the cartridge converter version, which is a little bit smaller than this, but this is about the same size as the Dolce Vita oversized. So,
yep,
lovely, lovely pen.
Aziza has a good other option, the Sailor Gentle Apricot.
Oh yeah,
absolutely, yeah. Pretty, pretty color.
I had Amber stuck in my head the moment we got it though, so right. I had to try that out. Now I'm not much of a This is the first time I've had any ink that's been other than blue, black, green, or burgundy in any of my pens ever.
You feeling all right?
So, anyway, that's was there any other leftovers we had from last week? We showed the skyline, I think.
We did.
We did show them the skylines. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that was last week, and we have something new to talk about this week that you just did.
I did. You don't even know. Oh, that, yeah.
That.
Well, we have a number of things coming up. So we've been talking about this here in the store and with local customers. So on Facebook, and I expect all of you to run to Facebook and like it if you can find it.
If they're local, it makes more sense, right? So,
you know, I just like likes.
It
makes me feel popular.
This is not high school.
You're right. We now have an Appleton Pen Club Facebook page. And we are going to have some very, very cool things coming up in the next couple months. And so this way we can let the local people know what's coming up in the store. We've got some trunk shows we're trying to plan and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, so this will help it be a little easier for local people to sign up. And it gives us a better idea, too, of the local people that are interested. Because if we go by our regular Facebook pages, I don't know how many of those people are in Appleton or not. So Appleton Pen Club is its own separate entity. And if you're local, that's great. We have a couple honorary members as well. So. But we look forward to having our first. When are we going to have our first meeting? Soon, after
Long Island. After
Long Island, sometime. We accept anybody, Paul. anybody wants to come? Yeah, absolutely. But we're shooting for meetings once a month, but realistically, they're probably not going to happen. So.
We'll see. We're going to be home for a couple months in between shows. I'm excited.
I guess show news we should mention. You have some news about Boston.
Yeah, I spoke with Rob Morrison this week, and he said that there is not going to be a Boston show this spring. It was in June last year. I said there's no way that that's going to happen for sure. He might try and do something later in the year, but I'm not sure that that's going to work because there are so many other shows later in the year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't do it in June, Miami's July. If you can't do it in June, it's going to be really hard to get it done for July. August is D.C., and then September, October, and the first weekend in November, you've got Detroit, Dallas, and Columbus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So probably no Boston at all this year.
So, which is too bad. I mean, it was a decent show. I had my complaints about the venue, primarily just the Wi-Fi extortion that was going on there. But
The hotel room was tiny. Pendleton had this room that was like the size of a suite.
It was the size of our bedroom.
Yeah, a bedroom that must have been a closet in a former life. It was crazy.
I mean, our closet is bigger than
that room. Yeah, it was a good thing we were well acquainted. It was a very tiny room. So no Boston show this year, but there is a Baltimore show this year.
Nice lead in. Oh, my goodness.
I know. That was good. Well, right?
Let me get the trumpets out for you. So Baltimore, a little different this year.
It's at a new hotel. Bert says that it has room to grow. And he's excited about that. It was a little cheaper and much easier to get around in.
I saw on the website there's like an aerial view, so it looks like it's more of an open concept kind of thing where you drive up to the front, unpack your stuff, and you can go in as opposed to going in the parking ramp.
Oh, my God.
Around the corner. In the kitchen, up the service elevator, up two floors, out the back door, through the other back room, through the other side room.
It was crazy.
Yeah, okay.
It was horrible. Now the Tremont Grand was beautiful.
Absolutely.
Absolutely beautiful. It used to be a former Mason's Lodge, and you know there were murals on the wall and painted ceilings, and the rooms were just gorgeous. But it was impossible to find your way. So this is going to be much easier. And Bert says that because of the new, what did he call it, the ICC? Some new highway that they've just finished, people from D.C. and further south will be able to hop on this and then get on 95, and it's going to be much, much easier and quicker to get there. So he's actually calling it the Baltimore-Washington Penn Show.
You just beat me to it. So, yeah, it's Baltimore. It is still BaltimorePennShow.com, but it is the Baltimore Washington International Penn Show. So, and did you say the name of the hotel? I don't think you did.
The Baltimore Marriott Airport, I think.
BWI, which I guess stands for Baltimore Washington International. BWI Marriott Hotel in Linthicum, Maryland.
Yep. Yeah, he's very excited about the hotel. Apparently, it's got quite a lot of room to expand, as opposed to the ballrooms in the Tremont Grand. They really couldn't expand any further because the rooms were self-contained. So apparently this has a lot of space to grow.
Awesome. Let's see. So another significant departure from last year, this is a two-day show. That is Saturday and Sunday.
No Friday this year.
No Friday this year, but Saturday is nice, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday 10 to 5.
Yep.
Is what it says. And let's see, what else do we have going on? What is the admission here? Admission costs one day past $10. You want to come for 2 days, it's 15. So, cheap.
Yeah, and Bert's shows are always great. I believe he's going to do the breakfast for the vendors in the morning. We're on our own for lunch and dinner. But we're going to be getting in Friday afternoon, which is nice.
Yeah.
So we actually plan to go see Bert's store.
That's going to be fun.
I'm excited.
So looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
Seeing the gang over there is going to be fun. I should also mention there is a two-day trader pass in addition, which has early admission and full access to the show. That is $45. So that's going to get you in at 8 both days. Looks like it's two rooms, so it's going to be...
I think it'll be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Bert's expecting some pretty good traffic. He said that they've had a lot of, since it's close to D.C. and the highway and all of that, he says that they have done quite a bit of promotion in both some of the big D.C. papers and in the Baltimore papers. So this could be big.
Awesome. Before we continue on, do we want to pop up the trivia question?
Yes, I think so. Speaking of pen shows,
okay, here's a question. And why don't you once again remind our friends here what the prize for the evening is?
A Monteverdi Jewelria in either the silver carbon fiber or the black carbon fiber option. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. These are great writers.
I think Nib Choice is a finer medium. Do we have broad as well?
Yes, finer medium and silver or black in either one of those. So you've got, like, I can't even do that much math.
I don't know. There's, like, what is that, 16 different combinations? 8 combinations. 8. 2 cubed.
4 nibs, 2 bodies.
What? 8.
I don't know. It's a lot. You got lots of choices.
That's what I said, right? Okay, so 8 different options. The jewelry. Here's a question, and email sales, sales, at andersonpens.net, with the correct answer.
Pranay's back.
This is, okay, we're hanging on for Pranay.
We're going, yep, he's back.
Is it two-part, do you want to do a two-part question? Bonus
I think
points?
Let's just do one with maybe bonus points.
Bonus points, props, if you answer the second part of the question. Okay, here's the question. Let's just make sure the chat is...
chat's all ready.
Are they ready?
Okay, here we go.
All right, two-part question. Question number one, how many pen shows does attending Baltimore this weekend make that I've gone to? How many pen shows have I gone to, including this weekend's Baltimore pen show? And...
Wait. In any capacity?
In any capacity, yeah.
Not just as a vendor?
Not as a vendor.
Total.
Total.
From the beginning of time. Beginning of time.
Which maybe it's only been 15 years. I don't know.
Okay. How many pen shows has Brian been to? How many will Baltimore make?
Yes. Including Baltimore. How many pen shows have I been to? And the second part of that question, for bonus points, not required for the answer, but if there is a tie, which there really can't be, what was the first pen show that I attended?
Ooh, people may not get that one. All right, so email sales@andersonpens.net. That's cute. That's really annoying.
Isn't that cute?
Don't
I'm
do
sorry.
That. Stop that.
I don't know.
I'll hurt you.
All right. So let's continue on. So I guess there's some seminars and stuff in Baltimore.
There are. We're also going to pick some stuff up there.
Are we picking stuff up? What are we picking up?
Oh, I didn't tell you about that.
She's doing it to me again.
We're taking on a new line, and we're gonna pick it up at Baltimore.
Okay. What would that be? My darling, love.
Hey, you sprung Wall Ever Sharp on me.
I didn't really spring it on you.
I knew we were going to pick up Wall Ever Sharp in L.A. I didn't realize we were going to pick up 45 boxes. And I didn't realize that we were going to pick up all the Monteverdi pens. And, yes, sales@andersonpens.net for the contest. I didn't realize we were going to pick up, like, 60 or 72 empty boxes that we had to take out of the boxes and literally cram in little nooks and crannies. Oh, my God.
Was it 72?
I think it was.
I don't remember. It was like, was it 12 per box? And then there was, okay, so maybe there was 72.
Yeah, there were a lot. I think it was 12 per box, and there were 5 or 6 boxes. So it was either 60 or 72 that, quite frankly, we could barely fit in the car. All right, so I'm looking at answers.
Nope. Oh, come on, people.
Higher. Go higher.
One person was really close.
Yeah.
One person was really close. Anyway. Let's keep going.
Anyway. Keep going. Keep
saying. One person had the bonus question right.
Yes.
which actually, if you listen to enough podcasts,
you'll know.
Yeah, somebody said 4.
No way, man. We did 14 last year alone.
Come on, man. Are you new here?
Hey, be nice. Yes, they could be new.
I'm kidding.
We did 14 last year, and...
Yeah. All right.
So anyway, we are taking on a new paper line called Write Notepads.
Okay. Right,
we met Chris in D.C. and then met him again, where was he, in Philly, and just a matter of timing, and so now I placed our first order, and he's going to deliver it in Baltimore.
Okay, well, awesome. I don't know. I've seen like one notebook, so I don't know. I haven't even seen.
They're cool. They're nice. He even makes left-handed notebooks.
Left-handed notebook? What's a left-handed notebook? Is it coil binding on the other side or what?
Yes.
Really?
It's for left-handers. It's kind of cool. The paper is great. He gave me a sample, and I've been using it. I had it in my purse and used it, and it's cool stuff. He comes from a long line of... some of his family members have been in the paper business, so he certainly knows his stuff. And it was fun for me in Philly to talk paper and paper weights and coatings and all that papery stuff. So it was kind of fun.
Oh, we have a winner.
Oh, do we? I haven't seen it.
We have a winner.
Oh, hang on. All right. So somebody actually guessed how many shows you go to a year, and they guessed it correctly.
How many? I've gone, not in a year, in total.
Right, how many total?
Are we going to answer it? We're going to hang on to it. Oh, we're going to.
Well, that's awesome. all right, so
Let's hang on to it a little bit. We're not done with Baltimore, are we?
We're not done.
With Baltimore. So let's. We do have a winner.
We do have a winner, so everybody stop guessing. We're good.
We're good.
I think you got both parts of it right, actually. All right, so we also took on something else that's new, but it's not on the website yet.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Paul will remember this.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to talk about Conway Stewart.
Okay, all right. Talk about Conway Stewart.
So, Paul,
get another surprise Lisa gives to me.
Paul, feel free to jump in and tell the chat how entertaining this was. Mary Burke was bringing some ink over to Susan Worth at the end of Sunday, and she and I started talking, and we've looked into Conway Stewart before. They're you know, they've been on the radar, but there are like 10 other companies as well and some other stuff that we have already committed to. And next thing Brian knows, I walk over with Mary and we're just chit-chatting about kids and the show and all sorts of stuff.
Now, I have to interrupt here for a second because I should mention this is just immediately following Brian getting his butt in a sling because he has agreed to take home not only the 72 boxes of stuff that we got, but in addition, boxes for Walt Evershot pens that we haven't even received yet, to the tune of two large bins full of empty boxes. So, which we have no idea how we're going to get in the car. So Lisa just yelled at me for that.
Yeah. And then, how are we going to fit this stuff? We don't have room. We literally did have to take some of the empty boxes and take them out of the bigger boxes and literally, you know, fit them into nooks and crannies. We had them stacked at the very end of the hatch, and you know, they're like very precariously kind of wobbling, and we're trying to slam the back and not have anything fall out. So I was like, I don't know what you think you're doing. There's no way we're going to fit all this. And so I go chit-chat with Mary Burke, and next thing you know, I come back with like 60 bottles of ink.
Yes, 60 bottles of ink.
Something like that, yeah. So we now have Conway Stewart ink. We'll get it up on the site either maybe this week or probably next week. But we will have samples, and we will have bottles at the Baltimore show.
Are we ready for this Baltimore show?
Yeah, I already have it packed.
Okay.
Yep. Now, it is made by Diamine, so it's good ink. So there you go. So now we're coming to dealers.
I should have taken a picture of it, right? Because she's got them, she's hanging on to them like this. And
I've got them, you know, there are several boxes stacked kind of up my arms. So I come back and I'm holding them, you know, kind of from my waist up to my chest, and they were full.
Paul was nice enough to empty the load by
to take one off our hands
by one. So I think that made all the difference.
Otherwise, you're gonna have to like carry him on your lap all the way home.
Wow, and 46 hours in the car is a long trip.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but that was cool.
So. Anyway, let's wrap up Baltimore here since we keep going in and out of it. There are going to be some seminars. Deb Basil's doing a calligraphy workshop again, $25, which includes a one-day pass to the show.
Yep.
And you get a calligraphy pen after taking the class. That's a two-hour seminar.
And she does beautiful work.
Yeah, definitely. I wish we could take it.
I do too.
She tried to offer it a couple, was it last year or the year before, in the evening, but we're just dog tired. Couldn't do it.
I think it ended up not going because I think we would have gone.
Yeah.
But, if she ever offers it again, we're going.
Saturday night, one of my favorite events of any pen show anywhere, anytime.
God.
Led by Gary Garner and actually... You'll be leading up the charge, too, won't you?
I certainly will be glaring at you from up front, young man.
The Baltimore, Washington International Pen Show Auction.
Ta-da! So, Steph, you going to be there?
There's some nice pens in here, and some of these are different, so that's nice. There's some interesting pens. A couple nice Watermans, Parker Depression, era Thrift Time pen.
You buy it, I'm going to be depressed.
I'm not into that. So, sticker backing Maddox, a couple of Estabrooks, a large Sauls pen, wall pens. I mean, just some nice stuff. I think a LeBouf ring top in salmon.
I just like to hear you say that, LeBouf. LeBouf?
Is that like Montegrappa?
No. You got to really have the accent and...
You used to say you liked when I said Montegrappa. You don't anymore?
I do.
You much prefer when I say LeBouf.
No, I like Montegrappa better.
Okay.
It's just, new. Just, anyway.
All right. Well, so some really interesting. Oh, there's new stuff. You have some Roar Train pens up here too.
Oh,
interesting.
Oh my God! Yes, auction.
Yeah.
Yes,
so auction is 8 o'clock Saturday night. And let's see what else. Anything else? Deb's doing her calligraphy seminar again on Sunday too. So and Susan Worth's doing her seminar on Saturday.
Yep.
Children under 13 are free at the show.
There will be, I believe there will be a PCA table.
Okay.
I have not heard from Janet and David, but usually they man the Baltimore table. So we'll have some free magazines. We'll do the scavenger hunt for the kids. Come on by, pick up a lapel pin, all that good stuff.
So, awesome. Yeah. And that's pretty much it for Baltimore. I mean, it's going to be a good show. I don't know.
Bert puts on a good show. I'm looking forward to seeing the new hotel.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I don't know that I have anything on a wish list, which I'm sure pleases you to no end.
What?
I only got one pen in L.A.
Yeah, but did you see the pen you got in L.A.? Well,
yeah, big monster
orange.
Yeah, yeah. Other than this, I only bought one for myself. This was a present, right? That doesn't really count.
Right.
And okay. The pen I did, even though it had a nib, had a cracked nib, so.
I know.
That's probably the least I've ever spent at a pen show.
Thank God. We didn't have any more room for pens.
Oh, okay. So I don't know. Something. We'll see. I don't have anything on the radar.
Okay.
I'm just too busy lately to think about it, I guess.
I know.
So what about you? Anything?
What am I looking for? Just the usual.
The usual.
I would still like to find a Primavera in the price range I'm willing to pay.
It's not.
It's easy to find
$600?
A Primavera.
Yeah.
It's not easy to find a cheap Primavera. Some of the skinny DuPonts, I only have, what, two? So that's not even really a collection.
You don't have a collection yet.
No, I got to get that. I got to get
that. No, we said that last year in Atlanta, and then all of a sudden, poof.
Oh,
number two came. And number two is a killer.
Yes. Yes, I love Peggy.
It's a nice pack.
Yeah, so, you know, L.A. was just a couple weeks ago, and then Baltimore this weekend, and then 2 weeks from this coming weekend is Long Island, and we're excited about that. We had a great time last year.
Yeah. Long Island means visit to Kenroll.
I know.
Which
I know.
I'm excited about.
Yep. And last year we took a drive around Long Island where to see the two houses my parents used to live in. Both of them are from Long Island. And we met my friend Michelle for dinner, and that was cool. We hadn't seen each other in like 30 yep. years. So acting like screaming teenagers.
Some guy at your dad's house.
Oh, that was weird. That was weird.
We go up to the house to go
take a picture.
And sure enough, the owner steps out of the house. Yeah,
like, that
oh, that's
was embarrassing.
Awkward. Yeah, okay.
And then he invited us in. Like, nah, I don't want to see the house.
I don't think so.
Yeah, felt like a stalker. So Long Island will be good. And this year, apparently they've expanded into the other half of the room that they normally have in good. The student union. So it's going to be bigger. The tables were a little bit cramped last year.
Do we know anything about security?
I don't know. But it was a good show last year, and it will be, I think it'll be a good show this year. Execlair is one of the sponsors, and so we get to meet some of our reps, and that'll be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Kenroll's right there, right? So we can.
Yes.
That'll be great. I love seeing those guys. So.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that from there.
All right. Do we want to announce our winner, or do we want to hold
We
us
do
up?
Want to announce our winner. So when we were talking about Baltimore, and. You know, I'm doing that whining thing about, oh, my God, more shows, and we just got home, and blah, blah, blah. And Brian's like, well, how many have I been to? And so he starts to count.
Well,
then he gets out the calculator.
I actually have a spreadsheet that lists every pen show that I've been to and every pen show that we have been to.
Really?
I do.
You have a spreadsheet?
Well, because I would reference what? That in I when you know when I do blog posts about the pen show, yeah, I know it's completely nerdy, right? and I do references to how many shows she's laughing. I do references. I have a spreadsheet, yes, with every pen show I've ever been to.
Oh, honey.
And everyone that we've been to is highlighted.
There you go.
But anyway, so Because I know I would say, okay, well, this is, you know, Lisa and R, it's our third pen show or our fourth pen show together,
right,
or whatever. So I have Baltimore will make, it's actually, it is a milestone for me. And now, all this being said, we should mention Lisa has been to far more shows than I.
In my 29 years.
In her 29 years. We don't know how many.
I could probably go back and figure it out, but more than you. Yeah.
More than me, yeah. And so, but anyway, Baltimore makes for me a total, and this is actually a nice, would you call this a milestone? This is a milestone.
Yeah, it is.
This is a milestone. Baltimore makes for me my 50th pen show.
Ta-da! Which means we have a winner.
We do have a winner. And the bonus question.
Your very first pen show.
My very first pen show was, and most people guess Chicago, which is not right. It was my second show. My first show was Miami, because I, at the time I was living in Florida.
Right.
And I was, it was the summer before I moved back to Wisconsin. So the winner at 50 is Prane.
Woo! Go Prane!
So let me get the clapper out there.
yep.
So
this will be 50, which means you cannot buy 50 pens.
Well, that's all right. And I think for us, it makes, what did it make for us, 38?
A lot.
A lot. I don't remember. I shouldn't give that away. Someone's going to write that number down, put it on their monitor, so when we have a...
Yep. Well, we did 14 last year. Now with Little Rock the same weekend as Baltimore and no Boston, and I think we're going to skip Miami this year, that means we are only going to do 11
this year.
God, I feel more relaxed already. Yep.
So, but there it is. So, Prane, get in touch with us. We'll send you an email.
Yep. Send us an email.
Your choices are silver carbon or black carbon with a black or a standard silver steel nib.
Yep.
And a finer medium option on it too. So.
Nice pen. Nice pen.
Nice pen, and we'll try to get that out to you tomorrow or before we leave anyway.
It'll go out.
We'll leave on Thursday. So awesome. Very cool.
Yep. Some people thought that you had been to more.
Yeah, we had, what do we have here? What were some of the guesses?
And we've got, 67. We had some in the 60s. You're getting there.
38, 67. Wayne says 67. And actually, the first person to guess 69, 150. Wow, smokes. Mary mentioned Miami. So she must have heard that somewhere, because that was, I mean, almost everyone else was Chicago. Oh, and we had another one for Miami too, John Shaw.
Yep.
So, 175. Wow, holy smokes. Give me 150 by the time I hit that many. Over the next year, maybe. So, anyway, Wayne, can I still be a contestant? Always, Wayne, you're always a contestant.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, that's it. We're excited about Baltimore. We're excited about Long Island. I'm really excited about the month off after Long Island.
yeah. Well, you know, I'm sort of running in the hole with the vacation time, so it'll be nice to get caught up there. But if anybody's going to Baltimore, boy, please stop by and see us. We'd really
absolutely
love that.
Absolutely. Be nice. Come on by
Friday. And,
yeah, anybody who's around Friday, we're going to get in Friday afternoon. We are going to go see Bertram's Inkwell and go see the store. And I don't know what we're going to do after that. I don't think we'll be able to get into the hotel to set up the grid, which is a little sad.
Yes.
I think that we can set up at like 7 or 8, but we're going to have to work fast because the doors open at 10.
Yeah, well, so, if we can get in there. I mean, if we're... if we're well rested, I think we can do it in 3 hours. And with the new way that we have everything set up,
yeah, it should really, go a little faster.
It goes even faster than it used to. So,
yep.
And by fast we mean we might be able to get it done in 3 hours. So,
well, you know, anybody who shows up, stop on over. And it, although it was nice in, was it Philly or Baltimore last year? Joe Nemechek brought us coffee, and well, Bert will have breakfast.
Joe brought it in Philly.
Yeah, yeah. But some coffee, some breakfast with Bert, that'll be great. And then we just jump into assembling the grid, laying out the paper and the leather and all that good stuff. So
I wonder if we could set some of that up in advance.
We might be able to. We can talk about that off air.
Yeah, okay.
So
not like we have any extra room in the car to put it set up.
What's your point?
I don't know.
Put it on your lap. That's my story.
Oh, my.
And we're still trying to convince Aziza she should come and hang out.
Aziza needs to come and hang out? I'm telling you.
Somebody was telling her that she should have this big ink drinking contest, and if she had it at the store, she'd have 500 and some odd colors. Because we also now have the Wall Eversharp ink.
Yep. Well, Eversharp, which will be up on the website soon, so there's two
yep.
more.
And we will have some in Baltimore as well.
Yep.
So we now have the Wall Eversharp ink that's new, the Conway Stewart ink that's new. So Aziza, we got tons of stuff for you to taste.
Yeah, 500. Same. What are we up to, 512 now?
Something like that, yeah. It's crazy. Wow. Anyway, that's that. Now we do have some new people in the chat, which is fun.
Okay.
So do my shout outs.
Everybody who's new, raise their hand. You know, we should mention before you do that.
Okay.
We should mention that last week we announced that we are our new Wall Eversharp dealers, and what? I happen to have the one Skyline Technique model here in the aluminum. I have the Technique and the Classic lines up. They are on the site. We will have them in Baltimore. So please stop by our table, check them out. They're beautiful. They're well done. I did a short little video on YouTube at the bottom. You can check the video out. It's also on the page on the website. So that's my shameless self-promotion on the Skyline. And I've been using it. It's a super pen. It's super smooth. It's really, really nice.
Yeah. Oh, he was gushing about it, yeah. So it's cool. Nice.
Anyway.
Yep.
So you got some shout-outs? We got some.
I do. We've had a lot of phone calls and emails this week. So a shout-out to Robert, who's new in the chat. And, Robert, I hope that everybody was good to you if you had any questions. The chat's awesome. You guys are so entertaining. It's like half the time I wish I didn't have to talk so I could just play in the chat. So, Robert, welcome. And I see Denise, who else is new? Mark, R. Chase. Let's see, Hugh and Carol, you are not new. You've been around for a long time, and I can't wait to see you guys. That's going to be awesome.
A couple days.
Let's see, Charles and Angela. I spoke to Charles today. Angela was on her way out the door. He was looking into different shows to fly to. So I love that people can make it kind of a destination vacation kind of thing. So, very cool. Dave and Pete, Brian hates this. Absolutely hates this.
I've been friends with Dave since college. Dave and I played in, literally freshman music theory class back in, I don't even want to admit how long ago this was.
50 shows ago.
Yeah, more than 50 shows ago, let me tell you that. Dave and I have been friends a long time.
So Dave and Pete work down the street. It rhymes. Walks into a bar. No. Dave and Pete, our other friend, go to lunch often at a little Mexican restaurant in the same plaza as the store. And so they'll walk by the front of the store, which is on the street, and they'll walk by and they'll wave. And then about once a week, they'll walk through the plaza to get back to work, and they'll stop in. But every time they do, I'm there and Brian's not. Oh, by the way, your friend said hi. So a big hug to Dave and Pete. And our good friend Mike Kirk. I don't remember the last time we saw Mike. We had just opened the store.
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah, we had just opened the store. I don't know that we had everything moved in yet, did we? It was a Tuesday, I remember that, because we had a podcast.
Right before then, yeah.
We ended a podcast.
Tim wants to know what your bachelor's is in.
My bachelor's degree is in general music with a minor in business administration.
There you go. And now you own a pen store.
And now I own a pen store. Yeah, I have a graduate degree in master's in business administration.
Yep. Let's see. We also want to say hi to John here in Appleton.
Oh, yeah.
And
is he in the chat?
Nope. I don't think so. But he listens to the podcast. He's still catching up on some of that. We've gotten a bunch of letters. I know we're way, way, way behind on letters, and I'm sorry. This whole show thing, I need a month off. I think InkoRimo needs to be in, like, April. Maybe my InkoRimo will be in April.
I'm not going to cut.
Yeah. Let's see. Big hugs to Eric and Juan Carlos and Michael Ward. And who else do we have?
I don't know. Eric is now on Facebook under duress.
That's crazy. Really? So everybody go find him. Who else? Janet and David, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah, we didn't see, they weren't in Philly.
They were not in Philly, no. Which was partly because of the weather.
Yeah, okay.
So
well, speaking of weather, I think we're gonna be clear there, aren't we?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Otherwise, we'll be what's in between here in Baltimore, like in the middle of Pennsylvania or someplace.
Between here and Baltimore? Like Ohio.
All right, well. Right? I don't know. Yeah, Eddie G. You had a big part of last week, dude. You and Marianne. His wife is beautiful. Eddie, you so scored. She's awesome. Anyway, just saying. We got to know Marianne much better, so that was fun.
Yeah, she's cool.
I don't know. That's it. We, we've just had a busy week and a half getting back, recovering from L.A.
I was on call.
Yeah, Brian was on call, so, you know, he's getting called.
I got a call the first morning after we
rough.
Got back.
Just last week.
Yeah, it was, in 3 in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got back a week ago today, and now we're packing up for another show. That's just wrong. You know what we need roadies.
Roadies.
I want roadies. Big buff guys.
What?
To load all the ink. Just saying.
Right,
ladies, guys. Wouldn't you love pen show roadies? Aziza, help me out here. Tracy.
I'm just gonna sit here. You can just keep flapping.
There you go. So anyway, we will have some of the new stuff in Baltimore and in Long Island. I think we're going to pick more of the our second batch of Skylines up in the next month, right?
Yeah, pretty soon.
So we're going to have
Couple
even
weeks.
More. Yeah, everything will be great. It'll be good.
Okay. Very good.
That's it.
What else? Anything else? Is that it?
That's it. We need to go pack and stuff.
And thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for taking part in the in our little impromptu giveaway that we decided on last night.
Well, it was kind of a milestone, and so we figured we'd give something away. And you know, I love to give away stuff. We'll be doing free shipping one of these days too.
One of these days. Well, yep. We'll see.
We will.
All right. Comment, suggestions for topics. Use your pens if they're pretty like this. Use them too. Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Or at the store, it's 10 East College Ave, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin 54911.
Catch us online, email Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or send an email to me at Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
The Facebook page is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog, of course, you know, is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, AndersonPens.net. Check it out.
Join our mailing list for advanced notes of upcoming events, new products, special sales, stuff going on at the store. Thanks for listening to your podcast. Hope to see you all in Baltimore. If not, we will see you next week.
Or in Long Island.
Or in Long Island. Good night, all.
Somewhere. Night, everybody.